Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good day. And another triumphant visit on Donald Trump's 9-day tour. Boy, I'll tell you, he's really an unpredictable guy, isn't he? But I would think a guy so intelligent, you can say, oh, he's not intelligent, he's stupid. Yeah, he made billions of dollars, constructed some fabulous deals in so many different arenas and hotels and golf courses, television, top television show, president of the United States. Now the guy's stupid, right? The people who are calling him stupid are actually stupid because they don't know when they come across someone who knows how the game is played. And a very successful Saudi Arabian trip. You know, you got to be careful what you say. He's been pretty careful, no major miscues, pretty much stuck to the script. On to Israel. I'm not thrilled about two things. He switched on settlements where he is not looking to get those constructed for now, and he's holding off on making the Jerusalem the capital. But I want to tell you this, or approving Jerusalem to be the capital. This is all part of the game, ladies and gentlemen. The stupid people on the left say, oh, you should tell everybody what he's going to do and be honest and open. It's not the way the real world works. I believe he will support those two ideas. I believe he and Netanyahu have a great relationship. He is, in a sense, obligated to go on to visit the factions led by Abbas and on the West Bank. I mean, it's part of what you have to do. Everything is kind of a trade-off. It's like China. Let's build up our trade. Let's do something against North Korea, and here's what we'll do for you. That's what negotiation is about. And although I don't put myself in the category of Donald Trump, I don't know how many people can, I understand the process. I understand when sometimes you have to just suck it up, bite the lip, and go along with it and create a unified front to get rid of the scourge, the absolute scourge that is destroying the Mideast and other areas of the world. You had that horrific event yesterday, though, the night before, in Manchester, England, where these barbarians, these subhumans, specifically targeted young people. It's unfathomable how even a deranged human brain can get that low. And the answer is not coddle them and provide them jobs. The answer is wipe them off the face of the earth. See, every year, I use Bain Pest Control, a little plug for Bain. They're the best. go to BaingPestControl.com. Every year, I have them come to my house. I spot a few ants. I spot some insects. I spot some hornets. And every year, before they attack and savage my house, I have them eradicated. And the only way to eradicate, and I don't know if you can't, just like you can't wipe out termites. Only way you can have them eradicated is destroy as many as you can. Destroy them. Kill them. Demolish them. And oh boy, the critics don't like it when you say that. How invasive of human rights as these monsters cut off the heads of human beings, innocent human beings, and put them in cages and burn them. If they're gay, they throw them off roofs of homes. You want to compromise with these people? Go ahead and compromise. Because if the situation ever came down where one of you was in a particular situation and you had hope for some mercy, you wouldn't get it. So the Manchester debacle, it's good news in the sense that maybe it'll wake up a few more people. It obviously has not woken up Germany. And it's a little late, I think, for France and England. And it's getting a little late for the United States. It's gotten a little late, I believe, in Canada, at least from the people I speak with up there. And we're just going to have a reign of terror on this earth until an Islamic flag or an ISIS flag is hanging over the White House, because that's their goal. And Trump, I think, is prioritizing everything he's doing on this trip. And he's fighting every element out there. And he has to deal with all the untruths. I'll give you some of them in case you, because I don't want you to forget. Election machines in three states weren't hacked to give Donald Trump the election. If anything, they were hacked in other states. And as Alan Dershowitz said to me in the conversation we had on the air about 3 months ago with his new book, if the elections were rigged by the Democrats, how come they couldn't win? And I didn't even blink. I said it's because they couldn't rig them enough. There's always a justification on the other side. Republicans are very, very slow on justifications. Election machines in these states weren't hacked to give Trump the election. Trump has been the target of so many people out there. I sit back here and wonder how anybody could take it. Now, there weren't any mass resignations at the State Department upon his inauguration. Not that Trump sought an order to ban all Muslims. He temporarily sought a suspension in visas for everyone, regardless of their religion, from these 7 Middle Eastern states that the Obama administration earlier had identified as incapable of properly vetting themselves to the U.S. Now, let me give you a little insight into human behavior. If you are in politics and if you don't take positions that you're going to change and justify, depending upon the group you speak to, you're addressing, you're going to lose the election. I've always had the justification that if I were in politics, what I would do would be to slant, and I'm being honest with you, slant my positions, avoid lies, but slant my positions. It's a matter of language and how you use it. And then when you get elected, you follow through on what you promised. You can't do it on everything right now. You just can't. He's fighting too many elements. But look at all the major doctrines, the constitutional support he's offering, the decisions he's making through executive order. It's absolutely amazing. It's amazing. And do you see how much credit he gets out there for it? None. He must have an exterior and an interior of steel to be able to do what he's doing and tell everyone he's not going to do it anything any other way because this is what he promised the American public. The lies going around have been so destructive and personal that I think Trump is going to have to let his people handle it, and he's going to have to stay out of the limelight and just do what he's doing. Going to come back and go into some of these lies. We all know them, but they're worth reinforcing.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is Jack Welch, and you're listening to Stu Taylor on Business. Matt, you know, I wanted that to play a couple of minutes. I've talked with this with other people who work the board, but I don't think I ever have with you. What did you think of that song?
To be honest, Sue, I actually like all the songs that you use for intros. I know they're a little before my time, but I like them.
Yeah, thanks. Well, here's my point. This was written by a black girl who grew up under tough circumstances in the South. And Carla Thomas. And she wrote this song at 15. She wrote the lyrics. She wrote the music at 15 and sang it at 15 years old.
Wow.
How's that? I mean, isn't that amazing? I listen to this every time and I say, it's amazing. All right, that's Carla Thomas and Gee Whiz. Now, Gee Whiz, how do I get back to where I was? I was gonna come back here and talk about the contradictions, the flaws, the hypocritical statements and actions that have entailed, especially, I mean, you can go back, but Obama's years, since nobody did it better than Obama. And the words coming out and the just horrifically insulting, if a Republican ever said this about a Democrat, I think they'd be prosecuted and there'd be a way of putting them in jail. Hey, our First Amendment rights are gone anyway. But the accusations coming out, and I don't know whether this is first from the Washington Post, the Financial Times, the New York Times, I don't remember. There have been so many accusing Donald Trump's beautiful wife, who's very elegant, very bright, of working for an elite escort or prostitute service. Now, I don't believe for a second it's true, but it's irrelevant to me at this point whether it is or whether it isn't. To put this out, and then there was a retraction, to put this out with no information to support it. I mean, it's like a capital crime. She then said that she and Barron Trump, he's got a great head of hair, hasn't he? Nice kid. Would not be moving on to the White House. And she took hell for it. I don't see what's so unusual. She wants them to finish school. The Obamas have stayed in Washington so that their kids could finish school. Those are personal decisions that transcend any office, any job. And now the accusations that Barron Trump had autism. Trying to think of the, I think it was an MSNBC reporter who came out and stated that. It's electrifying in the sense it's so despicable, and yet it doesn't matter with people like Bill Maher and Stephen Colbert. They can say anything they want. And guess what? The ratings of their shows go up and up and up. On the other hand, and I'm not necessarily taking sides on this, but Fox couldn't wait fast enough to get rid of Bill O'Reilly, who was the top draw for the network until he lost his 23 advertisers and a lot of settlements of sexual harassment to a lot of the beautiful blondes on that show. I know O'Reilly's not a great guy. I don't know whether he did that. I mean, I guess you can look at Anthony Weiner in the extreme. Look what he did. He was going to be mayor of New York. Bill O'Reilly, I mean, high on a pedestal, making about $25 million a year. He could get any woman he wants. I mean, I shouldn't say that. You can get a lot of beautiful blonde women if that's what they're looking for. Why would he go after the staff at Fox? And as a result, my feeling right now, my watching Fox has decreased by more than 50% since all of these changes. It's not enough to have Tucker Carlson taking the spot. It's tough to find anybody who has the magic of Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly. And yet, Fox sustains itself, at least for the moment. But I see this as a great opportunity. I mean, if I had, you know, X hundreds of millions in the bank, I'd say I think I'd like to start a conservative radio network. I don't, so we won't continue that conversation. So the accusations about Melania's son having ADD, it's just awful. You look at Trump himself. He never ran racist ads as a supposed candidate in a political campaign. And Kellyanne Conway denies that in a private conversation between segments on MSNBC, she privately alluded to her hosts that she had to take a shower after working for Donald Trump. Do you think Kellyanne Conway's that stupid? I think she's pretty smart. And once these words come out, you say it long enough, you know, you say it long enough, you tell lies long enough, and pretty soon they become truths. Trump never suggested to the Mexican president that the United States was going to invade Mexico. And Trump never planned to mobilize the National Guard to send back illegal aliens. He also did not remove a Martin Luther King bust from the White House. Ask Obama what he did with the bust of Winston Churchill and was shoved in another room. The differences are so extreme, not only between Trump and Obama, but between Obama and other past presidents, that I find it incomprehensible every single day. that there should be anyone who has any admiration for this traitor. All right, coming up, Alex Wilson, Precious Timber.
All right, Stu, I actually have Alex ready whenever you want to talk to him. Sure, just let me know.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Wayne Rogers. You see me every week on the Fox channel talking about business, and somebody who's as good as I am, if not better, Stu Taylor. Listen to his Business Talk Radio Network.
All right, we return as we are fortunate enough to have every week Alex Wilson joining us. He's the CEO of Precious Timber. I want to give you the website. It's PreciousTimber.com. And since we have new listeners every week, I need to be repetitive in saying this, because what's most important in doing any of these radio shows is never having misrepresentation, either on the part of the radio talk show host or the guest. So let me just say that Alex is not an investment advisor and is not giving any investment advice. This is not a specific offering, an offer to sell securities, or an invitation for others to purchase securities. Securities may only be sold by exemption or registration. And for those of you a little gun-shy in contacting people, there's no harassment. Alex Wilson is here primarily to provide visibility and information on an area of investing for a certain segment that most people never really thought about, and I certainly was one of them. And he's here to join us. Alex, long introduction, but I think sometimes that's necessary.
I agree, and thank you. It's nice to be back on the show, Stu.
Yeah, let's have you address the issue here. You talked about investing and some of the ramifications when you look, for example, in the mining business, it's the same. What's the status of the infrastructure, the help, regulations, the safety and security of the country, the state of satisfaction on the part of the workers. But the one feature that I look at right at the top of the line is if I go to a city and everything is fine as far as the food and the entertainment, but it may be dangerous. There are many reasons not to go to that city. When you have the converse of the situation, that there's an attractive place that I think it's safe to say not a lot of people realize how safe and what a wonderful tourist haven Nicaragua is, and it offers everything. And I'm going to let you tell us what it offers rather than have me get into it. So the business is based in Nicaragua. You can go to PreciousTimber.com. Tell us what's so special about Nicaragua.
Well, it's unknown right now. I mean, years ago it was well known. It was in the news when they were going through their revolution in the 70s and 80s. And, of course, the news is focused and fixated on negative, negative, negative. So, I mean, we get to hear the stuff that they want us to hear, but we don't. You know, as in general, I mean, we're busy people, let's face it. We're working, we're doing things that we have to do to continue our lives. And so we're not digging deep. We're hearing the peripheral stories of places. And it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, Nicaragua or whether it's Singapore or whether it's the U.S. The news channels tell us one story, but the facts are something else. The facts for Nicaragua are very simple. In 1989 is when they, with the U.S. help, formed their constitution, and they've had an unbelievable transformation over the last almost 30 years. To to the point now where Nicaragua has been called the safest of all Latin American countries, not just for living purposes, but to travel to for vacation purposes and for business. And companies you can go down the list, Cargill, Unilever, Johnson & Johnson, billions of dollars of direct foreign investment. In fact, last week, I got a call from the Harvard Management Company, which runs the Harvard University Endowment. In fact, I'm talking to them today. They called my office. They said our firm was recommended to them by the U.S. Embassy, and they're extending their investments into Nicaragua. They're already in the forestry business. They're already in cattle. As you know, this is our business. We're in the forestry world. We're in coconuts. We're in coffee. But it's a misunderstood place, but only for a certain section of the population. If you're 40 years or below, you look at Nicaragua differently than if you are maybe 45 and older.
All right, and that's perhaps a direct reference to whom this investment may prove to be a terrific opportunity, by and large. You know, there are always exceptions. I'm looking at beautiful, beautiful color folders of Nicaragua, and I encourage people, and I know you've opened your arms, you're welcoming people to come down and look, but I encourage people to Google Nicaragua photos. I mean, it's you're looking at really a historical haven that is safe with every amenity that can be offered. And when you combine the opportunity that you're offering with a great place to take a vacation, I mean, it's certainly a justification or a rationalization for taking that trip, but they've got to be interested. And again, who are the typical people who would invest in this? It's not your average person.
It is not, no. I mean, we're talking about, the agricultural space. So as we talk about familiarity and unfamiliarity, the average investor, if you will, you ask them what they're invested in, and then it'll probably come back stocks, bonds, mutual funds, maybe some real estate, maybe some precious metals. Very few will say, hey, I'm heavily invested in agriculture. The higher net worth person, what's called the accredited investor here in the U.S., they've probably dabbled. But, we're talking valuable timber. We're talking commodities such as the coconut and coffee, coffee being, the second most globally traded commodity to crude oil. Coconuts, of course, has become a stable commodity today. I was reading a story just the other day that there's two guys in New Jersey that started Vita Coco, which is a coconut water drink. They're looking and shopping to sell their company after just a dozen years for $1 billion+. So, I mean, the space is for a long-term investor, someone that wants to protect their wealth, someone that wants good income from it, steady income, free from the zigzagging market that just, we're right at that bubble stage again now. We saw what happened in 2008. We saw what happened in 1999. We keep getting haircuts from the traditional asset classes. And so the one thing that agriculture offers is a little freedom from that, so money doesn't go up and down in such spikes. It's pretty constant. And, of course, it's Mother Nature that's creating the profits. Biology is the one that's growing our money. And, of course, biology doesn't care about the cycles in the U.S. or global economy. So it's a space for people that, as I say, trying to protect wealth, grow wealth, have a long-term income, and that's not the average investor. It's a small section of the investment community.
Obviously, you can't be specific, but give us a general projection in the future where you intend to go with precious timber and what the company might look like in 2, 3, 5 years.
Yeah, well, we've been down there now for 17 years, so it's not like we're new to the area. So we've got tremendous relationships, both in the local community, where we do a lot of social conscious work. We're also very big on the environment. You may as well call us an impact investing company for those that understand today there are ways to meaningfully create a vehicle for profit, but also whilst you're doing that, you know, you're putting good back on and into the planet. So our five-year plan is very simple. We're in the middle now of putting together a 1 million tree, 10,000 acre coconut operation. We're continuing to expand our lumber mill. We're moving into furniture manufacturing. So the company's being built for, you know, long-term wealth sort of appreciation. It's a legacy play for my family. And, of course, our clients that want their money managed this way look to companies like us, because we are an agricultural management company that offers an opportunity for someone to diversify internationally into real estate, into in another different part of the world, commercially, and agricultural real estate. So we have great plans.
What stuck out in what you're saying, and you look at the United States and what's happened to the manufacturing of furniture. Used to be you go down to Rose and all those companies in North Carolina and South Carolina. It was a thriving industry. Today it isn't. Are you thinking that maybe some of this furniture production, if you ever get into it, could relate back to the U.S.?
Absolutely. It's already being done. Most of the stuff that's made in any event down there comes to the U.S. and some goes to Europe. But absolutely, I mean, that's part of the plan.
All right. It's quite a plan. PreciousTimber.com. Just contact them. There's no obligation. Get a brochure. Alex, thanks so much. We're going to see you back here next week.
Thank you, Stu.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay, order now.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the legal exchange, Saturdays noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, I'm Ken Blanchard, co-author of The 1 Minute Manager and all kinds of fun leadership and management books. I've been interviewed by Stu Taylor a number of times, and I always look forward to it. He's really well prepared, he asks good questions, and it's just a fun dialogue with him because he's a tremendous learner. So I would recommend to you, any time with Stu is worth it.
Final segment. I kind of got interrupted and thought by my own planning here about, and then I didn't, because I could go on for show after show, which would mean I'd be automatically interrupted about the clash of character and culture between Trump and Obama. Trump never suggested to the Mexican president that the United States was going to invade Mexico. You know, there are a lot of rumors of that. Trump did not plan to mobilize the National Guard to send back illegal aliens. These are all truthisms. There was no evidence that he ever promised to ease Russian sanctions, much less that he promised the Russians he'd be flexible after he was elected. Do you remember Obama saying to Medvedev, who was filling in for Putin by law, when I get elected, I have a little more flexibility? Not a word. Could you imagine if Trump ever said that? We'd have hearings, we'd have impeachment proceedings. All of this makes me angrier than ever, that the Republicans who have so much control in so many areas, and I understand they're fighting the media, and they just can't muster the guts to stand up. You may like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. I think they're traitors, and I think they're rhinos. There was no evidence that Trump ever offered to ease Russian sanctions. He did not short the FBI for resources to conduct an investigation into the Russian collusion. He didn't go to Moscow to watch prostitutes in his bed urinate where Barack Obama had previously slept. Donald Trump is a guy who has never drank. Donald Trump is a guy who doesn't drink coffee or alcohol or smoked. He's a clean freak. He never liked to shake hands. He's forced to do it now. Does this sound like someone who would watch prostitutes in bed urinate? These blatant lies and leaks, none of them are prosecuted. Now we've got word coming out. Oh, yeah, now we've got some leads on a couple of people here in terms of unmasking. And I hate to sound like the ultimate pessimist. I really do. Can I tell you in advance what's going to happen? Nothing. And can I tell you in advance what Donald Trump should do? He should turn his whole legal team over, hire 100 lawyers to protect himself, and begin proceedings to use Jeff Sessions as our attorney general, who is hard and tough on crime. And he should be concentrating on the other issues. I don't know whether he'll do that. Right now, this 9-day trip is of too much high priority to get bogged down in it. Trump did not short the FBI of resources to conduct an investigation into Russian collusion. He didn't go to Moscow. And yet it's the news keeps coming out and coming out. Not a shred of evidence in 10 months. And yet we needed special investigators, special prosecutors, committees. I mean, when I start watching television and I start seeing some of these leaders on the left, Elijah Cummings, he should be thrown out. And yet, the music keeps playing. This is what worries me, because I don't know if Trump is going to make it through the 4 years. Hey, listen, here's two things you can define as assets. One, and that may be a liability, but it may be driving him. One is he loves this country. There's no doubt about it. And number two, he loves the limelight like nobody I've ever seen. That may be driving him as well. Do you think he really got two scoops of ice cream while limiting his guests to one and told them you're going to have meatloaf? Or walking around in the early evening in a bathrobe, or he can't find the light switch in the White House. And this is what we read about. Transgender bathrooms, LBG. It just goes on, and it's relentless. Instead of focusing on, and I haven't done that in today's show here, instead of focusing on all he has accomplished, I have criticism of things that he's doing. I don't want to see 5,000 troops go back into Afghanistan. He says as advisors, it always starts out that way. I think it's a big mistake in terms of our foreign policy to do it. I like the pinprick strikes of Syria and other areas, our intelligence sources. But I'm not behind the scenes like you are not behind the scenes. And you have to learn to separate the fake news from the real news. We may continue this tomorrow. But I do want to say there are so many websites out there where you can get educated, not Politico, not the Washington Post, not the Onion, that you'll have a dramatically different view of this country if you get yourself an education. It is my hope that people do, because the current danger we're experiencing, that we're experiencing, has not passed. I want to thank everyone for listening, as I always do, and I'm going to go back on this subject rather heavily about the clash of cultures, environments, ideology between Barry Obama / Hillary Rotten Clinton and Donald Trump, because people want to hear about it. Thanks.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.